And just so you're, we covered, or we're covering this week three topics. The dinim of Shetzer HaNa'a, which I spoke about mostly in the first year. The site was beside the Jews, which is the second year. And yesterday we began to talk about Nathan Tamil Gan. It's very important to get straight the ideas of Nathan Tamil Gan. Both of you have both heard there. Certainly you have to get it straight. Those who have not, I know it's new and it's a little different.
Pogrom and
Nathan Tamil Gan is the same idea. Nathan Tamil Gan means it gives a taste at pogrom. The word pogrom, you see, I don't realize it hasn't really heard there how the phrases are strange. But it's very important that we're going to talk about the machlokes, the crazy place in the Chabad. Because you say stick a machlokes, and I'd like you to try to have a havana, and it will give a handle on the whole sugya. But there come as it relates to Nathan Talmud Gan. The question: why is it that if you have something that's not kosher, basa srucha, basa nevela, that's spoiled, you're allowed to eat it? Minatayra, if you have something that's not kosher, and it becomes spoiled, it becomes shirucha, which means it becomes spoiled, there's nothing wrong minatayra with eating it. Why is that? Why is it that that's not an issue? That's the simple answer to that question is the machlokes sechadas das and the crazy place. Why is it that basa srucha is worth it? Mahalacha. So there's a disagreement between the crazy place and the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim says that the reason it's mutter is because the Torah says, "Magera shebisharecha titena," that if you have not kosher meat, you give it to the ger in your neighborhood, and you give it to the ger in your neighborhood, and you give it to him to eat. And if you give it to him to eat, the Torah says if you have the devil, you give it to a guy to eat. So Chavisah says, why is spoiled meat mutter? Because it has to be lying with Ger to be awesome. Since the Torah said that if you have Nevela meat, you should give it to the guy. So it's got to be Roy Lager. And don't let this phrase catch you. Roy Lager means Roy Lager. It's got to be Roy for a guy. If it's not Roy for a guy, you don't. I think that's the answer that most people who are knowledgeable in Yerushalayim, that's what they would tell you. The Chavis Das's reason. That if it's not Roy Lager, that's why Bunch is through his mother. Because it's not considered that a guy would want to eat. The Klefiel Plaisi comes with what is certainly a big chiddush. He says, no. You know what the reason is that a piece of spoiled meat of Nevela is mutter? Totally different reason. It's not normal to eat spoiled meat. Normal people don't eat things that are spoiled. And therefore, Shalai Kederach Hanah. And that's the reason that you're allowed to eat basa srucha, basa nevela, that's spoiled.
Right?
The question of whether it's asim derabanan, so we can get into a discussion of it. But the reason that it's mutter min ha'Torah, that everybody agrees that it's mutter min ha'Torah, but the two different reasons. Okay, that's our whole discussion today is based on understanding that this is the excitement of the machlokes, the crazy place in Chavetz Chaim. Again, you have spoiled meat of nevela, or spoiled meat of treifa, or shkotzim v'remasim, spoiled. Shkotzim v'remasim is a great example, but you have something which would normally taste good, and it's spoiled. And it's mutter, why? Chavisasa, kutein eroi v'ger. And the crazy place, he says, because of it's very shalei kedarach hanor. That's the machlokes. Now, nafkamina. So there's a tremendous nafkamina between them. Nafkamina is basa b'chala. Nafkamina is if you have basa b'chala that becomes spoiled, is it mutter or is it mutter? If Bata Bechala becomes spoiled, becomes Srucha. You have a piece of meat that you cooked with somebody cooked, not you, hopefully with milk, and it becomes spoiled. It doesn't. So then you hold like the Chavis Das, that the Heter is Einaroy Mager, anything that's not right for the Ger is mutter to eat. So of course it applies to Bata Bechala too, why not? It applies to Kala Tarakula. However, if you hold like the crazy Pisces, who hold that the whole heter is based on Shalaika Darahana, that's the reason they said Tamas Gam is Mutter, is because of Shalaika Darahana. So we just learned in the Gemara yesterday that the heter of Shalaika Darahana does not apply to Basa Machalav and Kalei Akam, because the Torah doesn't use a Lashon Achim. So it should therefore come out that if you hold like the crazy Pisces, that Bas the Bechal of Pogol is awesome in a Torah, remains awesome. This is one Nafkamina between the two sheets. Now, we'll get to a second Nafkamina in a minute. But this is good basic Nafkamina, you understand? It's a very big Nafkamina. Bas the Bechal of Shunisrecha, if it's Mutter or not, if it's Pogol, it's Mutter or not.
Maybe
this is the power of the Nehra? We're talking about the meat itself, not about Pogol. Okay, we'll get to talk about Passover later. Now we're talking about the meat itself. Okay, meat itself. Okay, so far so good. It didn't get confusing yet, right? Two reasons why it spoiled stuff is mutter, and then I'll come in between them. Now, the fact is that there are two sugyas in Shas. There is a sugya in Cholin that says the heter of Einar Oil again, and there is a sugya in Pesachim that says Shalei Tidar Chana. And even though our Gemara doesn't bring the example of spoiled meat, but the Rambam, when he brings our Gemara, does bring an example of Shalei Kederach HaChigala, a spoiled meat. That means there are two Gemaras. What do you do with the fact that the crazy place has a Gemara like him, which is here in Sachin, and the Chavis Das has a Gemara like him, which is in Chumash? Both of them are Mefurish, Sugis, and Shas. So they're both right. How can they both be right? So each of them has his approach. The crazier place, he says, you're right, there's such a sugya in Cholin, but we don't task him, it's a machlokes, the two sugyas. The sugya in Cholin holds the heter of Einaroyim again. The sugya in Kol Shah holds the heter of Shalei Kederach Hana, and the two sugyas are machlokes with each other. And since the Rambam brings our sugya, so we task like our sugya. That's what I meant yesterday. They want to put a check off of the net. Now, we don't pass them like that. So, yeah, we do pass them like that. I was sitting here. And the neighbor comes out, the sheep of the crazy place. The Chavis Das says, no. We pass them like both sukkis. There are two reasons. There are two reasons that spoiled things are mutter. We pass them like both. That there's a reason of Einaroyim again, plus the reason of Shalei Kederach Achila. They're both sukkis, they don't argue with each other. We pass them like both. Ah, you'll say, why do I need, if I already have the crazy place's reason of Shalei Kederach Hana, who needs a second reason? Why does the Torah give exeris a custom of Einaroyim again? Why does the Torah put it by Nevela? Why does Nevela need a heter of Einaroyim again? Well, Maisa says it by Nevela. So why, by Nevela, is there a heter of Einaroyim again? So to answer this, the Chavis Das comes up with his side, which is the second nafkamina between the two sheetahs. His side is that they're two different heteros, two totally different things. Shalei Kederach Hana is a heter in what? In the way you eat it, in the manner in which you eat it. So that's the heter of Shalei Kederach Hana. It's taka true. Spoiled meat, somebody who eats spoiled meat, that's not normal. There's no way to their eyes on that. Why do I need a second heter of Einaroyim again? Because Einaroyim again tells us a bigger chiddush. Einaroyim again tells us that if you have bachur nevela that becomes spoiled, it becomes heter. It changes. Till now it was issur, and now it's a chetif of heter. It's not the object that the Torah asks. The Torah asked a certain object. It asked a bus of a challah. I didn't ask for fish and challah. No, we asked meat and challah. So the same thing that only acid good meat with challah. Spoiled meat with challah is not acid. Spoiled meat is not a chetzer di surah. It becomes a chetzer di heter. Now that's a self-aglamdish word. Who cares if we call it chetzer di heter? Or if you call it, it's not the request that shall like say a chana. What's the nafkin in them? What's the nafkin of you such a phrase that is chetzer di heter? The answer is, that if you take it after it's spoiled, and then you're mashbiach, if you take a piece of spoiled meat, and you deep fry it with, I don't know what we got to put on it to make it taste good, and you make it taste good, so now when you eat it, is that shomai kederech hanah? No. Right now, it's something that's the garrity. But, Zakta Chadav Das, it's still mutter. Because once the meat became spoiled, it became inoil again. It became something that's not right to circle again. And it became chetzer di heter. That's what we learn out of the second parsha, the parsha of inoil again. That it becomes heter. And once it becomes heter, it remains heter. And even if you're going to be able to go and be mashbiach it, that doesn't matter. Once it's a chetzer di heter, why is the chetzer di heter? Why won't it?
Why is
it not? Okay, just before you ask a question, I'll answer that in a second. Everybody, just I'm sort of setting the table before we get into it. The numbers is built on this. This is the foundation. So the foundation you have to understand that the two sheets is crazy crazy holds that the main point is in a way again. Chavadas holds that they're both true. I'm sorry, crazy crazy holds the main point is that's true. The main point is shalai keder chanar. Okay, and the Chavadas holds the main point is. And why we care, and that's the chiddush that became heter. Now we have two nafkaminas between them. The first nafkamina, which I mentioned in the beginning, that basa b'chalav, according to the chayt yuplaisi, basa b'chalav is no heter of spoiled. Spoiled is not a heter, which is, means the chayt yuplaisi is a machmir and the chavetaz is a mekel. Chavetaz holds that even by basa b'chalav you have a heter of pogrom. And the second, second is nafkamina, which is if it's spoiled and then you're mashbiach it again. The crazy place is a mashbiach. If it's spoiled then you're mashbiach it. According to the crazy place, the only heter is a heter of what? Shalei kederech hanah. If it's spoiled and you make it taste good, is it shalei kederech hanah? No, now it tastes good. So therefore the crazy place holds its awesome. According to the Chavis Das, if it's spoiled and you render it edible, you make it to taste good, you still have a heter. Because once it's lost its shame history, it got a shame heter, now it remains a heter forever. And then maybe you have this heter. What? That's right. Inoil Ger is that once it became Inoil Ger, if you're now going to change it and make it right again, it's going to... So once you've got a shame heter, it's heter. Heter doesn't become heter because you must be heter. Even sugar heter doesn't make it heter. No. You undo what you did in the first place, that wouldn't be true. If you just undo...
That's what you did.
No. You added something else. You're mishadet to something new. I don't think the Hamas would agree that if you can undo what you did in the first place, that would be true. If you just undo your, let's say you take orange juice of arma, you make concentrate out of it, it's not right. Then you put the water back. I assume the Hamas would hold that that's delicious. You're just undoing your first night. If you're undoing the effects of your first night, I can understand it. But if you do exactly the same thing, I don't think that. Question is, maybe Shalei Kederech Hanah also means the Chetzer di Surah, but it is the Chetzer di Heter. But is that true? Is that what Shalei Kederech Hanah really means? Is it money like you? If I take a piece of meat, good meat, I wrap it in a tissue, and I swallow it, would anybody say the meat became Chetzer di Heter? It's a piece of good meat. All I did was wrap it in a tissue to swallow it. So it's not logical to say that it becomes a chetzer di heter if it's wrapped in a tissue. And certainly chelav chai, which is real chelav, you get off the animal. All chelav chai is Now, if you didn't roar without cooking, so then that's shalei kedara. The Torah is not in the object, because this is normal chelach. All chelach starts this way. There's no shinui in the chelach. So it's so they will be masked by chelach chayu if you wrap it. So it's mistaber that by nisraf it's the same heter. The heter is in the way you're eating it. More than the object. Then you're the get. You see, the problem is that the crazy place he holds is no, we don't pass him that anywhere the get is a heter. We pass him anywhere the get is not a heter. Sometimes I'm spoiled, it's still heter. That's not a heter. Because he also don't pass like that, so the only heter is like that. But the crazy place, the Chavisdak is the crazy place, why don't you write it to me that you have to be in both places? The magic place of Kosi is not. The place doesn't hold the Chavisdak. Yes, the Sugis are arguing. Well, why doesn't hold the Chavisdak so far? You can talk to argue, yeah.
According to the
You mean to say that the chiluk is a good chiluk?
Yeah, okay. Because the only
interest in
the
chal,
once
you start
eating it,
and once you
start eating it,
it
was already
you were
must
be on it. So,
it should be good, and that's
good.
There
was never an interest of chal
or a
hetzer
chal.
Yeah, okay, good. Good, because it's in the way you eat it. It's the definition.
Good.
Good. See, I'll bring another example. The Rambam says an example of Shabbat Tzarek Achila is if you make it very hot, that when you drink it, it's Nichva Groina, you burn your throat. So there, certainly a Chesed that Tera, because once it cools down, it'll be Mutter again. Everything you cook becomes very hot. But obviously, though, you can't become a Chesed that Tera just because it's very hot. You see, it's only the manner of eating, not in the Chesed.
Okay.
Oh, so Chesed Plati has a strong Raya, and that's in the Rambam. Because the Rambam brings Basa Shenisrach as one of his few examples of our Sugya. In Hilchos Macholos Asuras, when the Rambam brings down the heter of Shalei Kedarech Achila, when he brings it down in Hilchos Macholos Asuras, in Perek Yud, probably Halacha Chaf Beis, when he brings down this thing, he brings down this Gemara, Shalei Kedarech Hanoah, he brings down the Heter, but the Shenisrach because of Shalei Kedarech Hanoah. So the crazy place in time is that he has a Beferish Rambam like him. It's very interesting that the Chavisdak brings a Raya from the same Perek and Rambam to him. In other words, the crazy place he brings a Raya to his own Shita, because the Rambam brings that Basta Shenisrach is Mutter because of Shalei Kedarech Hanoah. It's one of his four examples. Chavisdak says, 1 minute. I bring the Raya to me. Because if you look in the Rambam, he says, Shalei Kedarech Hanoah is Mutter Min HaTorah. Why? What are the examples? Four examples. Then, in the next halacha, the Rambam says, by Basta B'Chalav, Shalei Kedarech Hanoah is what? Basta. By Basta B'Chalav, Shalei Kedarech Hanoah is Aser, which is Agamara. And then he only brings out three examples. He leaves out the example of Basta Shenisrach. If you're Medayek at the Lashna Rambam, when the Rambam says that Shalei Kedarech Hanoah is Mutter by everything, he brings four examples. And one of the four is four leaves. Then, when he brings that by Basta B'Chalav is Aser, he only brings three of the four examples. He leaves out that spoiled meat is also by Basa B'Chalav. Why did he leave out that spoiled meat should be also by Basa B'Chalav? So I think it's because Well, each, you would have another heter. Like Rosh Bechol, you would have the heter of in the other again. So, I'm comparing this. But with the second one, I'll answer you if you promise me a favor. You won't ask me what the Chazal says about that. Because I think the Sifra mentions parenthetically that one of the four examples is Sakas Boiled Meat. But another of the four examples is used by Dovah Mar. She put something bitter into it. And that the Rambam does bring by Vasa B'Challah. That used by Dovah Mar is also by Vasa B'Challah. And that is Mashmah already like the crazy place. Because they know all again, you must get a Dovah Mar. Okay, the crucial thing again is to know the machlokes. Now, the Stipler is a kasha, and I found it in Achiezer too, in Chelek Gimel of Achiezer, Simon Amir Aleph, I think. They both bring the Chavos Da'as. Everyone has kashas on the Chavos Da'as. The funny is that everyone passes like him anyway. But they ask, following kasha of the Chavos Da'as, which to me was I saw it two nights ago, this kasha, and it really bothered me because it sounds like a very solid kasha that throws everything out of whack. They asked if it's a very simple kasha, such a simple kasha. They asked the following kasha. We had a rule, which we spoke out at the beginning of the parak, that Kohan, which is a Mishnah in Shmuel, I think it was, Kohan Yisrofin, Afron, Mutter. Any Torah said you have to burn like Nisar, Afron Mutter. The issues are with the Babylon. Kohan Yikvarim, any of the Torah doesn't say you have to burn, the Torah says just bury it. Kohan Yikvarim, Afron, Asr. That means, Basar B'Challah. Is David today asked to burn Basar B'Challah? No. That means that Basar B'Challah is under the category of Kohan Yikvarim. So listen to the Mishnah. Kohan Yikvarim, Afron, Asr. That means if I take Basar B'Challah, and I burn it and make it ash. Afer, ash. The afer is still asr. So very sure, what's going on here? Afer, if I turn Basar B'Challah into ash, it's still asr. And if I take Basar B'Challah, as chicken soup that has milk mixed in, I take it, and I put it in something that's pagan in it, throw something that makes it bitter, it's puzzled and it's mutter. Going on. The ashes are awesome. Call on this volume after an awesome. If I burn it, the ether is still awesome. And if I take Basar B'Challah, what's the whole discussion? Take Basar B'Challah, I make it get spoiled. So the Chavos Da'as says, spoiled Basar B'Challah is mutter. So listen to this. Well, I have a steak that's Basar B'Challah. If I burn it, make it ashes, it's awesome. But if I let it get the 2 weeks old and it spoils, then it's mutter. Is there a problem? And this is not a longish akasha, it's just two sukkis that it seems to be a seder. How could the afer be out there and pogum be mutter? In what way? Okay, you're the right track, but it'll depend. You'll see why. But you have to hear the kasha. Like, this kasha, it's like, you can meet someone on the street, they meet a Talmud Chacham, who's not into any sugya, you can just ask them, it's the kind of kasha you have to be into the sugya. Call this Rosh Afer Nasser. Yeah, call this Rosh Afer Nasser. It's an issue. And Pogam is Mutter. How could Pogam be better than Ashes?
How would you burn it? Because Ashes, what you burn, you burn it.
It's a trade into problem.
When
you burn it, it doesn't become problem.
It becomes problem, but the issue is still there. Issa, the way you burn the issue. If you would take that issue, and somehow made a problem before you burnt it, and not ask the mother, because there's no issue.
No. If you burn it, makes it. If you're burning it, makes it into heter. You turn it into ashes, it's mutter. And if you take, you turn it into ashes, it's still awesome. And if you take those kabbalas and throw yeshes into it, take the yeshes and throw it in, make it taste bad, then it's going to be mortar. You turn in it to yeshes.
Now
that
you have ashes, you can't use it.
Right.
But once you
took Kabbalah and made it awesome,
right? You
know,
don't you say there's no bigger tsunami than ashes and stuff. But that's because
ashes are
business.
Look,
ashes are
business. When you did,
when you
did. But this is
still
meat of
Israel.
It's not
Israel
anymore.
So
it's not
Israel
anymore. It's
ashes. No, but it is. It was.
The spoiled meat. The spoiled meat. It boggles my mind. How could spoiled meat be more cruel than burning the meat and turning it to ashes?
So when you burn it, what you burn Israel. You burn Israel out of ashes.
Yeah, and here you spoiled Israel. It's spoiled
Israel. You burn it.
Spoiled
Israel.
No, it should be Israel when it's spoiled. It should be Israel when it burns. I would see the difference.
Because when you burn it, it was still Israel.
You know, halfway through the burning, it was spoiled.
That's true.
So, I mean,
you burn it.
You have to go with Moshe Chaim one thing with you. But wait, let me tell you. It shouldn't bother me. The cycle is the kasha, and the Chaimai is the kasha. No, it's the kasha. But 1 minute. Why did they both eat the kasha on the Chavis Dach? Same kasha shtar according to Kreis Yuflaisi. Forget about Matzah B'Challah. Let's talk about something else you don't have to burn. Talk about Arba. Is it exactly the same kasha shtar in the Kreis Yuflaisi? Exactly the same kasha, no? Kala Mikvarim Atan Atan. You take Arba and you burn it, the Ether is Atan. If you take an Arba food and you wait till it gets good and rotten, you got meat you never saw, right? An apple, right? He takes that apple that's totally spoiled of arba, and he eats it. It's mutter. It turns the ashes. It's us. Why don't they use the same kasha on the crazy place? Why don't they use the same kasha? That's what you start saying. I don't know what you said. Why?
Because it's more useful than mutter.
Mashiach takes spoiled meat. Spoiled meat. What?
What
can
you do
with
spoiled meat?
What can you do with spoiled meat? So now, you have to understand that that's only good terrorists like a crazy person has to have that. You'll see why in a minute. Why? Somebody takes a spoiled piece of Bashu Bakalam and gives it to his dog to eat. Was he ever in a better? You better get the right answer. You could spoil Basa Bakala, which is not about Basal, that's not Israelah. Okay, spoiled, and he gave it to his daughter to eat. Does he have anything? What? Excuse me? So you tell me, according to. Right, so I know if I say it's written, how to die. If you take spoiled meat of Basa Bakala, so quite a crazy you play the lesser, because you're gonna get another even shall I get another? Some may that gonna be an
album
to
do.
According to the it's certainly also us. According to the Khalid, once it's said away again, it becomes happy. So listen to the way it works out. Why did they
it might be complicated, yeah. You want to memorize this one? That's too long. It happened in a week or two, which is next week, and the Caliph's name is Ali. Is Ali a Hebrew name or an Aramaic name? Neither is going on with Rahab. I'll let you know. But anyway, I don't really know what the answer is.
Okay, what's the cash? The bomb cash. Very simple cash. After an officer, and that's a stira to pogum with one. Right? It's a stira. After an officer, pogum with one.
It's a stira.
Well, you can ask anybody. You learn tomorrow. You learn to sugya. That's all mom did. It's a steal. Ashes are Oscar and Bottom is Mother. That doesn't make sense. According to the Christian it's a very simple character. Once you hear it, it should be simple. But it's not simple at all. But it's what Moshe Chaim Sadek said. According to Christian Pleistin, Afron is Oscar. Let's talk about, okay, well, the Christian Pleistin, okay, Orm. Right? There's a Hetzer Shorek that happens. Okay? Afron is Oscar. What does that mean? You're not even what with the end. It depends. Depends what you do with the end. If you take this end for and you eat it for supper, you can be angry at anything? No. Why? It's just like a day. So what the fuck do you do with ish? So it took me a day, what they used to do with ish, they mixed it with, it was an ingredient in shampoo. What is that? Right? No, that's the point. According to the crazy places, so we're not about Bottom of Hall. Let's look at that. So when it says in the Mishnah, Afra and Oscar, that means it's only Oscar, it's Zera and Oscar. If you have Hana from it in a normal Zera, if it's Oscar, it's Zera and Oscar. So what can you do with the ashes? So either you can use it to keep your balance. Or, like I said, you can mix it into shampoo, which they used to use shampoo. I don't know why, the Afra is probably good for it. It's only after Kedera Chana Osman that it's off. Right? It's only Kedera Chana Osman that it's off. Pogrom is murder. Why is Pogrom murder? According to the crazy place, Pogrom is only murder because it's Shalai Kedera Chana Osman. So the crazy place will say, Pogrom murder, but Kedera Chana Osman is going to be after, he's murder. Why Kedera Chana Osman is after? And this Kedera Chana Osman is after? And Shalai Kederech is water. Shalai Kederech is water. It's also Shalai Kederech is water. Right? It's not pure to forget the question of crazy and crazy. The question of crazy and crazy is exactly the same. There's no difference between the two. After and after means Kederech and Noah is water. And Shalai Kederech and Noah is water. Pogrom is water. Why is Pogrom water according to the crazy and crazy? Pogrom is only mutter because Shalai Kedera. Very good. Kedera Chanasan is not Shalai Kedera, there's mutter. No problem according to the crazy thing. Because everything depends on Kedera Chanasan. This is, I assume this is why we only have to counsel the Chavuzah. Chavuzah taskis that there's a heter or that you're a geher, which means that once the Pogrom is kept with a heter, and even Kedera Chanasan, it's still going to be mutter once it becomes Pogrom. According to the Chabad, this is all true according to the crazy place, this explanation. Right? This is all according to the crazy place. Right? But according to the Chabad, this is taka true. But this, Paul, according to the Chabad, it's a bad payer, it's totally mutter. It's an area of Akasha. If you have a head that it's in the way of hair, how could Afron be Oscar? How could it be Afron Oscar? If anyone was there as an actor, it can't be called me Paul and Afron Oscar. The words just don't make sense. So this is why it's a Kasha Dapper of the Chabad. If you want a terrorist, I don't know, both of Chaim Moser and Stipe would like Shlap.
Why do you need both
reasons?
Why do you need to be
the actor later on again? I think that was the Kabbalah's point, that you need it because Kabbalah has said that Taylor, that even if you have to much people, it remains happen. He says, we don't. He says, Machlak is the two Sugis, and the Sugis of Enoel Geras is on with us. Everything, now, does everything work out nicely? What comes out is, Chaim Moser and the Stipe have a cash, only Shver and the Kabbalah's. It's not sure in the crazy place. That's what worked out. So we're happy. Everything should be wise.
Why don't we pass on the crazy place?
Why don't we pass on the crazy place? Because there's a Gemara in the world again. Very hard to dismiss the Gemara and say it's not like that. I don't think it's right. Let me tell you what happened. A very strange thing happened. The disciple, when he's alludes to the crazy place, and he says, "Look, it's in Yerubeya, it's in Tezai." It doesn't say which sitka. So I took out a letter of Dennis and the Tezayin. I started from the beginning to try to find. Now, unfortunately, it's the 15th piece, Tev Vav. Which means that I can't say I went through 14 pieces because some of them have no shaykhs. That's the one to anything that had a shaykhs to it, right? So you're not going to believe this. I'm really a little bit crazy person, Tezayin. I think it's a cotton garment. Guess what he asked? Just the status of Kasha. We just say it's not Shreya, the crazy place, right? But he has a piece, right? At the beginning, just in the Tezayin. He asks, how could it be Akra and Osir if Pogum is Mutter? I can't believe it. He asks, Mamish did Kasha. Which we said the Shitasai should not be really Shreya. But he asked the Kasha. The crazy place is in the Tezayin. I think it's a cotton garment. So now they want to look for 15 pieces. It's not Dal Benetay. But, and he married, he asked this Kasha, this Tira. And he says a Teres. Chayimai doesn't say a Teres. Stifler doesn't say a Teres. What?
Chayimai
says, look at the Tezayin. No, he says, look at the Tezayin, the beginning of the thing, when he's talking about the Bible. He's telling you, he's teaching them up like the Christians about the back. When he asked the Kasha, he doesn't know. He said that this is Taka, very good Kasha. As this is such a good Kasha, we'll have to say, Afra and Otter is a Chumri de Rabbanon, a really Minatayra Afra and Otter. Chazawa Machmer under Eifer, because they felt, whatever Siyag, you should be Machmer. Take all the air out of the great Kasha. Gavali the Kasha, on the Kasha Chazazaz, for the crazy place. He comes along, he says, must be, they understand, you and I can't just say Afra and Otter. Only somebody who remembers all the Rishonim on the Sukkah could say it. But the crazy place, he says, that this is a very good Kasha, it's a strong Kasha, and because of that, I have to see Mechadish, that Min HaTayra Afron is Mutter, no worse than Pogum, and the whole thing is a Chumad Rabbanon, Rabbanon HaMachmir on Afron. What? Because we think it'll be more, it'll be in it anyway. So our parents, since he asked the Kasha, he's not entirely so. I'll tell you why. So I'm simplifying the crazy place. It's not a Kadesh, that's the crazy place he said that for. I'll tell you the Kadesh in a minute. I just don't want to confuse things more than they confuse. So again, I have to come back to two things. But why do we build? I tried to build this in order here. It's a pilgrimage. But there are two sheets in the crazy place in the Havishah. Let's not forget what we started with. Why is 4 meters Muslim? And Asimina Pasul Chalav, and Asimina Chazal Hashmicha. So that's it. Now, that was the first step. Second step is that we have this seems like a bomb kasha. How are you going to reconcile the fact that Asher is Yasser and Pogam is Mutter? It's just a very strong kasha. So we said that it seems to us that like the crazy place is not Shvet. And it seems to her that Chaim Eizer and the disciples said it's not Shvet. So yes, there's a kasha in the Chavisah. Yet, the crazy place himself asked the kasha, and he says it must be that Afron also is a drabah.
But he's asking for the Chavisah.
No. Okay. No. In the kasha straight up. You see, he's really forced for another reason. Now, to get to this other reason, I have to explain to you a concept of Basa B'Chalav. Okay? You know, Basa B'Chalav is different than every other answer. Now, I guess that's confusing. We finished two steps, right? We understand the whole place of Basa B'Chalav, and we understand this whole consultant. It's the third step. The third step gets confusing, let it not mix you up in the first two. Okay? It's just a concept you have to know. There's a concept called Epsher L'Sechta. I'll explain what that means, actually. What? The site is free to squeeze out. Some of us test. Nevela is also because it's Nevela. Treifa is also because Treifa. Everything is also because it's this. Basa B'Chalav is different. In that Basa B'Chalav is a combination of two heteros. You have Chalav, which is Mutter. You have Basa, which is Mutter. That's the chalav. What makes it iser is the combination of the two. When you have basar and chalav together, it's a combination that's awesome. So the Gemara has a shayla. What happens if Efshar was sayedah? What happens if you cook meat with milk? Now, you have a steak that was cooked with milk. Why is the steak awesome? God kosher steak. Because it contains milk in it. It has bleeds of milk, it has the end of milk, it has milk in it. What happens if it's Epsilon size? What happens if you could find a way to squeeze every drop of milk out of this meat? Would the steak go back to a tether or not? Let's say you could get all the taste out. Let's say it would be possible. Epsilon size, let's say it would be possible to extract every bit of taste of milk. So it has no taste of milk at all. What? The steak has to be the reverse. If you can extract the milk, the milk wouldn't have meat taste in it, because with the milk in it. Same question both ways, on the milk and on the meat. What? Yeah, when he cooked it, he was that way. The steak I cooked. Now he gets a hold of this steak that was cooked with milk. He extracts, somehow he's able to extract it. So, what? No, it's not originally. If you extract it.
Well, that's not the top of the color.
And therefore. So, the truth is it might be on the actual side they want it. If you can get the taste out, too. You know what I mean? If you have to, you have to get the taste out. But it would be a safe shot. One second. Once it's the Gemara. I'm telling you about the Gemara, so it can't be an Afghanin, okay? The Gemara. The Gemara, one by the other, suggestion will start saying Mutter, that it becomes Hester. The Gemara, the second man of the Yama, who owns Epshel of Sestay, Asim. But, the Ran learns that even, that nearly everyone agrees Epshel of Sestay is Mutter. When the Gemara has the man of the Yama that says Epshel of Sestay, Asim, the Ran says, it's only because he holds that it's e-epsher l'sayachay. It's really not possible to totally separate. But the Ran says, if it would be possible to somehow create a machine that zaps it, and is able to undo the combination, everyone would hold its mother. If you can get the taste of milk out of the steak becomes milk. The crazy place he asks, if epsher l'sayachay is mother, how could Afron be Yasser? How could the Yeshus be Yasser? Do the Yeshus have taste of milk? The Yeshus don't taste like milk. So if I have a steak that can extract the taste of milk, the steak becomes mutter. Then I burn the steak, I'm also removing all the taste of milk. I'm probably removing all the taste of steak also. So it's just a mutter. I would just say it. I say I want to eat it.
You're not taking out the taste of milk.
What?
Everything
else is
destroying the whole taste.
You're destroying
everything.
You destroy the taste or you extract the taste. Different, but why should it be different? If it's different, why should it be different? I've understood the hefty. The hefty is the issue is the combination of taste. As long as you don't have the combination of taste.
It's not again, you're not taking out the taste.
Let's take a look. Maybe it's a comic after it's been done. But the crazy place, he asks this question. That if Epshel is first by Mutter, how could it be that Afron also? And for this reason, he holds that Afron also is only from the Rabban. Now this is important because, like Yankee asked before, this is a reason that applies by everybody. That comes out by a crazy place. If Esher was first made Mutter, how could Afron be awesome? That's a crazy place. He must be that it's in his drama. Yeah, no matter. Yeah. What's the kasha? So how could pogrom... Yeah, Pesach, he said, anywhere we go, it's the loss. And you need it anywhere like it was Kelly. So it's the same kasha. How could the issues... Now, the Yiddish is on Mutter, Pesach, on Pesach, if I, Achaz Manai, it's Asr, and Pogrom lach as man, what's the general comment? Because pogrom is a pig lach, and that's the shame. Chalakor, you know, that would be the same kind of thing, the same kind of thing, hold it. So this is the bit of exercise in here today. Okay, these are, this is Machlech Chavizat, and the, and anybody will find a good parent, and he, maybe take place, I shouldn't say that as a terror. So you just say that it's only from the Rabbah. Yeah. It's only from the Rabbah. It's like the easy way out, not a longish way out. But it's the easy way out. There is another kasha, which I thought was my Shabbat, I don't remember which Shabbat, I'm sorry. But he asked the kasha, which again, for those of you who went in Aradaya, it will hopefully bring back some memories. We know that Leah in a pot, if it's more than 24 hours old, we call that Ein Beyom, right? Pogum. If you have a blue in a pot, it's Pogum, and after 24 hours, it becomes Hesed. Which means, as I told you, the rule of thumb, in your house, if you cook milk, it's in a fleshic pot, a fleshic in a milk pot, as long as the pot was not used the 24 hours prior, everything is fine, everything is fine. Well then, that means bleed a bit of pot are problems. Okay? So, bleed a bit of pot are problems. Everyone, you ask him? No problem. Why is that more difficult? Why are bleed a bit of pot more difficult? You have to tell me the same thing. Quake and quake you twice, you have to show like a darach on the other. Hogan is like a darach. And according to the Chabad Tzad, it's the same way again. Which is fine. And that is not a problem. It's the same way. Now, there's one exception to 24 hours old. Is that remember what you were saying? One time that you have more than 24 hours old is answers. It is. No, I'm a Chabad. It's a Chabad. What? No, no, for the public, Leah. Dabba Chayot. See, Dabba Chayot is an exception. The Gemara says if you have a Dabba Chayot, a sharp food, like an onion, you cut an onion with a flesh of a knife that was not used in 24 hours. So this thing doesn't apply. The Gemara uses an expression, Mechal Yalei Mishvach, that sharp, something that has a sharp taste, gives a good taste to things. Yeah, you have salt for food, it makes taste better. You have onion soup, it makes taste better, it brings out the taste. So, if you have a keli, anything like that, it doesn't ask for anything except the double carb, except the sharp food. So the Moshe time is that this whole concept that a double carb is the higher way to shvach, make something taste good, is a steer to the whole Chavis Das. Chavis Das said that when something becomes pogum, it becomes a heter. And now, if you're mishapeach it, if you make it taste good again, it becomes a remains heter. That was the Chavis Das, right? It's spoiled meat, you make it taste good. Yeah, spoiled meat, terrible, nobody would eat it. You put in enough onions and salt and pepper, it now tastes good. So it still happens. So Professor Moshe, how come if I use a knife that wasn't used in 24 hours, or a pot that wasn't used in 24 hours, for Dabba Chayot, if something sharp, it makes it easier. There's a steer to the whole Chavis Das. The Chavis Das said once it became problem, if you chayzer and mashbi chay, it remains happen. It's a rechav to that hair.
Dabba Chayot is being cooking. Yeah. I always think that was cooking in Paraguay.
No, now. Originally I cooked meat in a pan. And now I'm cooking an onion and I'm cutting an onion. What? So the problem is that this is a case of pogum for chazon
hashbichai. No, what's the problem
with cooking it on a chai? And yet we say that it becomes awesome. Because the chai is a shvach. The time pogum that it comes into a sharp food, it gets a taste. It gets a good taste. Just like some food that you don't like and you add salt, it doesn't taste good. The Chazal said a 24 hour taste in a pot, if you put it into onions, if you get the taste into onions, it's different. But according to the Chavis Das, it was once heter and now it became easier. So what's going on? It should be Kechet to Beit Hayah. It should be, it should remain Hayah. It should remain Hayah.
Okay.
If it makes the onion so bad, so you make it, doesn't make the onion taste worse.
Even though that was finished,
it's an
I don't know that was finished.
The way out of this is to suggest an alternative to the way Leah's and the pot work. And then we'll have a way out of it. But the question is for Kashi, yes. Alright, that's the right track. I don't remember that if he says an answer. But there's a way around. Now the question is, how much time we're going to spend on the sugya. The sugya obviously leads us deeper and deeper into Yerodayah. And the Shvera Shikala Das, you know how far to get into it. The cycle, we only scratched the surface of the cycle. We only did the first two paragraphs of the cycle. The cycle goes into this much, much more balanced. So I'm not sure, I certainly suggest that you go back into Gemara. Maybe tomorrow we'll speak a little bit about the sugya, but I'd like to impress on you the significance of the sugya.